Really a very beautiful event. I was happy to be part of it.
Anyone didn't get sheer lunch pizza because they couldn't afford it. This is Rabbi Willig promised you that you could afford it. It doesn't matter how much you wanted to pay. So this is the $0 sheer lunch pizza.
Okay. Can't eat twice, but whoever's hungry can partake. Okay. We're discussing the Inyanim of Borer. And before we begin the Mishnah on that Kuf Mem that we actually read in Shir yesterday, I wanted to open the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa, which is I've told you I'd like everyone to come in with every single day because it's I can't ask you to bring the kitchen sink, but one of the modern svarim I can ask you to bring. And although there are many other beautiful modern svarim, I think that he has the we'll call it seniority. He's 30 years old, and as such, I thought we should use this sefer, not to the exclusion of others. So, in the very beginning of the third paragraph, which is about Borer. A remarkable footnote. We quote from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in turn, says a chiddush. It's a mind-boggling chiddush, you think about it, although he has precedent for it, as usual. He doesn't make it up out of his sleeve. That perhaps, to some extent, whether something is borer or not borer, depends upon, quote, Lashon B'nei Adam. You know, in the Dorum we follow Lashon B'nei Adam, this we understand. Why in heaven's name should an action, permissibility of prohibition on Shabbos, depend on how people call it? The source he quotes is a Shulta Giborim at the end of the 15th Perek in the Masechta Shabbos. Please turn. It's page Mem Beis Amud Aleph in the old print. And it's page Kuf Tes Zayin in the new print. And the source is something which we've seen before. You may recall last week we spoke about the idea, this is the Yom Kippur, that Knivas Yerek is permissible in the late afternoon of Yom Kippur. The line starts, at least in this edition, Kuf Tes Zayin, four lines from the bottom. It's in Mem Beis Amud Aleph, in the old editions. The Ein Isur Knivas Yerek Eli Mishim Shemechin V'Torech B'Shab Mishabbos L'Chol. It's the famous Isur of Achana. He came prepared on Shabbos the first Sunday of Motzei Shabbos. The Ramban, the Rashba explains, what is it? Hadochas Yerek, washing off a vegetable. That's okay. Avalahosira Olana Mu'uposhin. Who wants to translate Mu'uposhin? Anybody for a good translator of Mu'uposhin? Spoiled, withered. Okay. Minayerek. Kosvu. Du Osamishim Borer. And Kana did who? Ain't Takana Likno Vayerek Peshavitz. Okay. Let's go Borer. But listen to the next line. But also tikun mesiros hanoshim kol ha'olam huposhim. Catch this now. The korin also lehedya breira sheomrim beirarnu hayerek etc. The Shlomo Zalman, when the Shulta Gibor was trying to explain why it's usher, as people, the women call it borer. It's baba maisis. Guess what the women call it? Mamish a baba maisis. The Bubba calls it Bora, so it's us. So the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, what if the Baba doesn't call it Bar? It's Mutter. So he says, look here. It's in footnote Zion. And the Shemir Shabbat Kil Chasa. Hakol Tolei B'Losh B'nei Adam. He wants to know, how can you brush your teeth? It's boring. How can you wash the dishes? It's boring. So the Baba didn't say, go be boring your teeth or be boring the dishes. The Baba said, wash your teeth or brush your teeth or wash your dishes. But the Baba didn't call it boring, it's mutter. That's what he says. I kid you not. Yes.
Everyone does it, so it must be mutter.
No, that's a different bar. Everyone does it, it must be mutter means we have a very strong obligation to try to defend Minhagi Yisrael. We have to work with the presumption that they're not incorrect, unless proven otherwise. So that's why today, as usual, we're going to try to defend some Minhagi Yisrael, which at first glance seem almost indefensible.
Why is it different? The
No, but the question is why? You have to ask why. So, if the Baba says, I should say, make me scrambled eggs. It doesn't say cook me scrambled eggs. It's us or anyway. I'm not going to be able to be mad at cooking because the Baba said make me instead of cook me. So that's clear. And the question is why is this different? That's the Pella. There's an extra act of Brera. Who cares what the Baba calls it? It's a little bit strange. I tell you the truth. I have a different reason why all this is mutter. Which he himself is at the very bottom. Lo shayach breira ela b'dvarim hashovim lefokos mepchina mesuyemes v'shayach bu irbuv. But if the dishes are dirty, you can't say that the dishes are misarvim b'lichluch. What? You say there's a mixture between the dish and all the grease and the bones that are on it. That's a tarubis. That's why it's mutter. So once that's why it's mutter, you have no right to Reb Shlomo Zalman's verb, except of course from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Yibori. I wanted to explain as follows. Listen, in the case of the withered or spoiled leaves that are somehow in the Erek, lashon was olam u'poshim. Obviously, not talking about a tomato. What is olam? What's the most common thing that we eat that has olam? Well, say it, no? Lettuce. So lettuce, it's not so clear that the withered leaves are completely separate from the other leaves. Depends, you know, sometimes it could be that there's a bit of a tarus. So I thought that would be shot in the Shulchan Gibor. It's questionable as to whether this is a tarus or not a tarus. There's all, you know, and every year it's a gray area. It's black, white, and gray. It's clearly not a tarus. That's where you have the grease on your dish. That's not a terubis. And it clearly is a terubis. You have pebbles in the wheat. Okay, so the Gemara. You have some withered leaves of lettuce. Psst. You know, you can argue. Come on. It's only on top. Usually the withered leaves are on top. You're just taking it off. It's not really a terubis. You can also argue that no, it's mixed in a little bit. So maybe the tiebreaker. Today's the tennis finals, right? I mean, none of the Yoma. The tiebreaker is mamaloshim, is what the Bubba's call it. The Bubba's call it borer, so we're going to give it a status of borer because we're going to say it's considered a tarubis. If the Bubba's wouldn't have called it borer, we'd have a question. Maybe it's not considered to be a tarubis. That's my prosaic chat in the Shulchan Gibor. Not that the Bubba's can determine the halacha as such. It's a gray area, not completely clear. Is it a tarubis or is it not a tarubis? So when you're in a case where it's not completely clear, then the language makes a difference. But if it's clearly yes, a tarubis, I don't care what they call it. If they call it, they have the pebbles in the wheat, and the Baba says, I use the word borrow, she's a different word. She'd say, you know, prepare some clean wheat. She doesn't use the word borrow, the usher anyway. And she says to you, my dear Chaim, I want you to be borer the dish from the grease that's on it. So you put it anyway. Okay, she's just called it borer. Suggesting that borer is only the language is relevant when I call a very close call, a gray area. That's the best I can do.
as the one Shulchan Gevurah quoted the case, what do people call it? It's Olam U'Pashim. Because Olam U'Pashim is a class, it's a borderline case. You know, the leaves are, the small leaves are on top of the lettuce, not so much Mavura, but sometimes it's a little mixed in, you know, lettuce goes, different layers. Maybe the bottom is spoiled, the top is not spoiled, a little bit. Not so clear. So that's when the tiebreaker, if you will, is the Lashon of Bnei Adam. Came there a leap shot in the Shulchan Gevurah. Okay? Fine. Rabosai, we did a Mishnah yesterday. Not everyone was here, but we actually read it. Let's start right again. Kuf Mem Amar Aleph. Rabosai, new sugya. Kuf Mem Amar Aleph. Although we'll see the connections to the old sugyas. Okay, I apologize for my voice. I'm somehow supposed to save it for Rosh Hashanah. Two gear sauce on Daf Kuf Mem. Either Ein Sholin or Ein Shorin, Es HaKashinin, V'lo Shofen Alson, Avon Nosen Tov HaKvod. We'll stop here. Not going any further. The whole Shia is going to be on these few words. Ein Sholin, Es HaKashinin, V'lo Shofen Alson. Seven words. These seven words are the topic of today's Shia. What do the words mean, first of all? So Rashi says, Ein Sholin, Es HaKashinin, Meitzif Alei Mayim Bekli, Livra psalta, the tabim mesachas beitza, af meidiach v'sholen. You have karshinin. Karshinin are what are karshinin? Some kind of anybody? What are the beans? Okay, it's crazy. Maybe karshin crazy. Same thing. I thought it's some kind of a. We'll see. The reason why I want to say it, it's like very small units, and you pour water over it in a kli, and in this fashion, this separates the good from the bad. We'll look at Shulchan Aruch and see what it says in a minute. For lo shofen osam biyad lahaser apsolas dahavale borer. So you shouldn't use your hands to remove that psolas from the same karshinin, because it's considered to be in the category of what? Of borer. That's the Mishnah, and that's the Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this, in Siman Shin Yud Tes, open up please to your Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud. Ches. Shinu Tess of Ches. Ein Shorin Es HaKashinin. Pirish Aruch Vitsa Balaz. What's Vitsa Balaz? What?
Well, it fetches.
One more time. What's it called?
Vetches.
V-E? V-E-T-C-H-E-S. Okay, Rabbi Say, who knows in this room what is Vetches? I'll tell you what it means. Kashinin. What, I'm serious, what is vetches? Go in your encyclopedia. What is vetches? Yeah. What does it say?
It's a genus of 140 pounds of vetches. Like, it's a legume.
Europe, Asian, and Africa. Okay, an African or Asian and a legume. But the bottom line of legumes, I like the word legumes. Legumes are like, you know, peas, corn, many small units. The highness is a Shulchan Aruch. Shemetzif aleim mayim aleim bekli. They're absolutes. You get an impression that perhaps there's submersion in a utensil full of the water. For those shofen osam biyad, they're absolutes. That's the second half of the Mishnah. Davale ke bore. Ke. What does ke mean? Not really bore. Drabona. Fine. Stop here. So the bir halacha is upset with the Shulchan Aruch. Why kiborer? Which sounds like it's only a dinder rabbana. Rashi didn't say that. What did Rashi say? Look, what did Rashi say? Rashi happens to be by shofen, not by shol. It's probably the same halacha. The habalei borer, not
kiborim. He wants to say it's a really a din d'oraisa. The shvisas haShabbos. Who has the shvisas haShabbos? Can I borrow the shvisas haShabbos from somebody? Nobody has it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The Shvi'is HaShabbos quotes a Yerushalmi, which is against Rashi. I'll read it to you. It's quite remarkable. A little moment later. Shvi'is HaShabbos, Sivkot Nun. Yerushalmi, Lo Shofen Alsa Mishum Dosh. Dosh. Gosh, that you take your hands and you, I guess, use your hands and get rid of the dirt from these veggies, you're over some dosh. Gosh, is against Yerushalmi? Wow. And the Mishnah Berurah says, look up in your Mishnah Berurah, please. Sivkot Chof Tes, very, very, very important. Who I did Tapuche Adama. What's Tapuche Adama? Potatoes. Well, he can lay a mayan to the hosira obok via offer mealea, end quote. He asks the Hale Gashvisa Shabbos, how is it different than washing dishes? The difference. So he claims that a very big kiddush. The Machlokas Rebosai and Masechta Shabbos, I believe it's on the Kuf Mem Hei. Let me show you. Let's open up the Kuf Mem Hei. Make sure you have the right daf. Please turn. We're ready at Kuf Mem. Just turn a few pages. You should get to the, I think. Rashi is talking about someone who's squeezing water out of pickles or something of this nature. Rashi Potter, about 15 lines up in Kufam Haman Aleph, Potter. She'ein Zemefarek, why? She'ein Hamashka Zeh Yotze Min HaKvoshim, why? Shelo Godel Bisochan. Rashi seems to say over here, according to Rav, who paskins Potter, Dosh is only an organic connection when the Rebbeinu Shalom created them together. Hashem created wheat and chaff together. Hashem did not put water in cucumbers. We did that in the pickling process. So we squeeze it out, it can't be considered to be dosh midaraisa. So says Rashi, presumably possibly like Rav. Says the Shvi'is HaShabbos is against the Rach. Hadaf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. We were here before also once. Go back, please, to Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. The last three lines. Vahadosh, Tana, Hadosh, Vamenapet, Kula Malach Achase. What does it mean, Menapet? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So, is it machlok? That's what the words mean. Rashi says, "Menapets pishtan b'givolin or migivolin." The Rach disagrees. The Rach says, "Not finding it right now, but it should be somewhere here." That benapets means when you get rid of the dirt, the dust. Here, hamenapets anaf ayin printed an ayin dalal but aleph. No fates afruris mina ochel. Why didn't Rashi learn that the Rach says the Shvi'is HaShabbos? It can't be. Hashem didn't create the dust in the vegetable or in the wheat. It came on later on.
So according to Rashi, this cannot possibly be dush. Only Pishna Bigavon is an organic connection from the very beginning. Hashem created it that way. Basically, Machlokas is the Shvitz HaShavah between Rashi and the Rav, which may be Machlokas HaMaroyim. Rav and Rav Yochanan on the Kuf Mem Hei Omer Al. So the Shvitz HaShavah takes a very lenient view of this whole Mishnah. He says, you know, it's only Kibborer, or they quote it from Rashi, I don't know where he gets it from. L'chein pirish Rashi v'apolskim mishum v'havalei Kibborer. But the Rashi says, Borer. Okay, Kibborer. It's only the Rabbanon. What's the reason for it? Havalei l'takei me'esmol. You're a bad guy. Misha torach be'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. You want to separate the vetches from the various impurities and dirt that's around it, do it on Friday. But if you can't wash Friday night dishes on Friday, then you get dirty until Friday night. That cannot be awesome. I both say, you can't wash the dish until you get dirty. You get dirty from Friday night, you can't wash it on Friday afternoon. That's why it's mutter. So writes the Shvitz HaShabbos Sivkoton Nun. Why does Yerushalmi disagree and say it's over Mishum Dosh? And according to the Yerushalmi, why aren't you over on Dosh when you wash your dishes? Good question. Well, it goes back to an old concept. The dirt is surrounding the legumes on all sides. It's a kisui. I remember we had this a long time ago. Whereas the dirt on the dish, it's not surrounding it, it's only on one side, it's not surrounding. That's what he suggests over here in Sivkot Nun. And here we come to a very, very serious question. And I may ask you to bend to man the fort here for a little bit. Okay? Because Uncle Rav Moshe. I believe Rav Moshe is... You can get him here, no? Can you not? Okay, so maybe move your chair up a little closer. There's a problem, which is those, again... As many of you have the Shemir Shabbos, let's start looking there. If you don't have, look on with your neighbor, or just be patient. Shemir Shabbos and Perek, it's on the Ma'amah Komis. Shemir Shabbos is Perek Gimel, that's our Perek. Sif Chof Aleph. He's like this. If you have Peros or Yerokos, whoever has to look inside, page Mem Dalet on top. Peros or Yerokos, Shemu Revis, Mem Psolis Kol Shu. There's some kind of a psolus kosher, some kind of a psolus, is something which is bad. They roll, they are them open kazer. That's a concept which we really discussed yesterday a little bit. Also, the tite b'mayim. Today, shab psolus teireo talem empty. The psolus that floats, if it's lighter, or sinks, if it's heavier. Okay, also, l'shtofes ha psolus ha lezer ha-mayim. You cannot remove the psolus by... by putting on another faucet. She can't go bazaar, she should have further subsolus than over. Al Yochin, the Yishnal, Peros of the Arab Shabbos.
Wow!
We're on Friday. Continue the Shemir Shabbos. The Ulam, in Lichluch Dogg with Peros, not Solus, but Lichluch. Solus is, some kind of set, like pebbles, right? It's the equivalent of Solus. So if you have pebbles there, or the equivalent, that's awesome. But if it's just dirt that's stuck under the fruit, or shi'eshalem avak, dust, or chomer risus. Who wants to translate chomer risus? Right, that's the sign, right? That's correct. Mutalasiro. And that's romas mayim aleim. Yasakens raksam alachil ala peris. The chen mutal litlo peris virakos. You can peel the vegetables. Ala offer a dog there with the dirt that is stuck onto them. She asks herself some of Lachilas. What happened over here? What do the words say? So if you look at Fudon Memphis, Cain Shamatish from Shavazam and Orbach, Lechalek bin Minigo Olam Ladia Keres Yerokos,
Levendina the Israel Shriya's Kashi never mind. We saw earlier. What did he say? What did he say? Seems to me what he said is clear. If you look a few times. Depends what the psolus is. Is it real honest and goodness psolus? The equivalent of pebbles in the wheat? Or is it merely a little bit of dust, a little bit of dirt, a little bit of pesticide? Die of poison, a little bit. I think he means I'm going to kill you. I think it's more significant. I get a little bit of some kind of chemical that's not going to kill you. This is a Mazama's distinction. Okay? It all depends on, is it real psalms like pebbles? Then it's usur. But if it's what? If it's just a little bit of dust, a little bit of dirt, then it's okay.
So if one's apple falls on the floor,
right,
and there's mud on it.
You can't, the apple fell on the floor, mud on it, you cannot wash it. Almost, it's kemat against the gemara. Paris on the tanfa. But we'll get to that a little later. But if you can, but I'd like to give a motion. Because the next line, Chayim mekili b'pshitus v'adachas peretz v'irakus atopon ha'samach l'suda v'shut igris Moshe chelek orachai first chelek simen kuf chof hey. So if you can get me Rav Moshe, I'll read you, be able to do it. Let's go slow. I'm not going to go too fast now. I'm going to go slow. Bring any computers anymore. Of course, the question is, why? While Ben is getting it up on the computer, that's true with the Shemesh Shabbat, it means rice. But Mazam is rice, it's good to wash fruits and vegetables. Aleph. You can wash dishes? Ah, but he said, man, it's different, because 10 people call him. People call it washing dishes, they don't call it boring. Then he says, that the Rishonim compare washing fish to washing dishes. If you have fish, which is very salty, when you get rid of the salt, it's inedible. Ooh. Same thing. Bays. Close to Rashba. You can wash vegetables in Yom Kippur. We saw that before. We saw it in Shulchan Gibor. Gimel. Shinyun Chesed Dalet. If you have a herring, you can wash it off the salt with cold water. Dalet. Shinyun Ches. You're allowed to rinse blood off meat. Finally, Shlomo Zalman says, maybe it's not called borer. So washing of fruit is also not called borer. But for all these reasons, he's trying to be matir, all these proofs, I should say, not reasons, he wants to be matir washing fruits. But as you said correctly, if it falls into the mud, according to his distinction, it's going to be awesome. Right? So again, let's chazer again. Distinction number one between Karshin and the Midin Yisrael to wash fruits is, chazer one more time, Karshinin has real honest with the psolus, whereas we're only washing off a little bit of dust, a little bit of dirt, a little bit of resus, but not real mud. It's going to be also real mud. This is Shlomo Zalman's distinction. To me, it's very schwer. I don't understand it, but we have to start from first things first. Rav Moshe has a number of different svaras to be matir washing fruit. Somebody asked him, how can you do it? It's against the Mishnah. Anaf kuf mem. How can you do it? It's mamash chilul Shabbos. Here we go. Let's close the window. Can we close this? Can we close the curtains? Turn off the lights.
Yeah.
I'm sorry? It's footnote, the one I asked you to see. Footnote Memches. For those of the Mamma comments, footnote Memches is prominently displayed. Okay. Let's read together. I'm starting to get the hang of this. We've a Paris Meluchlochim. Everyone see it? Starts a new paragraph. We've a Paris Meluchlochim Ba'avak. Im Yesh Isser Lerochsan Medin Borer. Kemosha Asur. Lishros Karshinin. Is the mouse following?
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm getting the hang. B'mayim la'aser apsolas kosev mishne brura who adin tapuchi adama b'chay gavna shekosev yedidi
can't get the apple out of the dirt. Finished. So first point of Rav Moshe is it's only mutter li'alter. What's he saying? And when is karshinin? Is karshinin mutter? What's in karshinin? Is it also only the achas mar, or is it also even the altar? When you learn the Mishnah, you learn Pshat. You will learn the Mishnah. Moshe is saying it's self-false. Sounds like it's only the achas mar. Pilei plorim de gechidish. The posh of Pshat is karshinin is also no matter what. But that's what Moshe seems to be saying so far. That's number one. Number two. V'gam. Keep everything in mind, because these things can have differences down the road in very short order. Number two. V'gam barov ha-pa'omim. Rechitzas ha-peiros u-rak li-yistro bi-alma. Da-harbe b'nei-odom ochlin osam gam below rechitza. V'yoz leka iser kemo yayin u-mayim tzlulin sh'yesh v'em k'tzas kismin dakin sh'ruyim l'shtos b'lav ochi sh'muter af v'mishameres af shu derech borer v'shit acha v'sif yud shalach ha-kein v'ayim mishtabura. Shumach was sheroyal l'rov b'nei Adam. Uvekavan also, af shalim mefunokin ein ru'uyin. Wait a second. But earlier he didn't say the word rov. What did he say? B'medagan ha'bilashin. What did he say before? What? Harbe. Is harbe rov? Not necessarily. Let me give you my pshat in Ramosha, which may be right or wrong. Harbe will eat the fruits without washing them, even if the sink is right there. That's probably not a majority. Most people wash it off under the sink. But if you're in a pinch and there's no running water, I think most people eat it without. Rabbi Yisai, who, when you have an apple from the fridge, who will normally rinse it off under the sink? Now, Rabbi Yisai, the truth, the honest truth. You somehow have an apple and there's no sink. There's no sink. You're in the middle of nowhere. You don't want to have an apple. Who will eat the apple without a sink? Okay, so that proves my point. That the most of us will be, you know, the yost toll will try to be like, but you know, if there's no water around, well, that's my pshat in Rav Moshe's harbor. Fine. For tapuche adama. Tapuche adama. Which way are we going? Press something. Tapuche Adam he meleim avok. Tapuche Adam he meleim avok vi afar. Shall rove b'nei Adam ulai lekulam and ruin below rechitza lachen asur kevin she'eno lechol li'alter. So Ramosh gives two atayim. Li'alter, everything's mutter. And if it's not li'alter, it depends if it's edible to most people in a pinch or not. You are surin, him lo yelech ol yalter. Okay, so how many tzvaros Rav Moshe have so far? Two? What are the two tzvaros? Lialter, everything's mutter. And rov ben yodam can eat it. So for sure it's mutter. Next paragraph. Here comes a big whopper chiddush Rav Moshe. A whopper. The rock liten the toch kli sheyesh bo mayim kedisa bekarshin and shezehu maisa borer kodem ediach v'sholah bebeit zedef yudala. Who could the cause of isedev v'bogan Avram sitkot and test chayodem kval tazayin sivot. Shos liten the toch hamayim. You can't submerge it into water. Aval liten aleya mayim to rinse it. Ve'enam nosnam behamayim. Who derech rechitza, v'lo derech borer. Rechitza lo nesa b'peiris, kemo shelo nesa b'kelim. You can wash the dishes. What should emerge according to Rav Moshe's Chiddush? A pilei ployim dike chumra, which I never heard in my whole life. Come on, say it.
You can't dunk your apple.
You can't dunk your apple. I can live with it. What else can you dunk according to Rav Moshe? Your dishes. You can't dunk your dishes. Rav Moshe is making a comparison between dishes and apples. And a distinction, and make a distinction between dunking, submerging, and rinsing. Should come out according to him. You cannot submerge your dishes in hot water. People do it all the time. I know people, they have hot water from before Shabbos. They pick a big thing and they cover it. And then after Friday night, they stick the dishes in the hot water. According to Rav Moshe, it's going to be awesome. I thought it was a tremendous kasha. Guess where I found this kasha? I forgot to bring it up. I'm very upset myself. I want to show you inside. The Lamed Tes Melachos. He has this kasha against Rav Moshe. He brings a raya from of all places, I think it's the Reish of Gimel somewhere, that you're allowed to put greasy dishes in water, and it's not considered to be an Easter of Bishul or something. You see, Klar, it's no problem. Let's see. It's page Shinhei in the Lamed Tes Melachos book. Mishnevur Reish Nun Gimel End of Sivkot Kuf Alf. So this is a big Kiddush again of Rav Moshe, but it's come out of Chumah Nifla. Ktsas. Okay, Adkan Rav Moshe's third distinction. Okay. Tzorach Yonadid is not sure about this. Av Masha Royal Ro Bnei Adam Avshu Mishakas Achamincha Umasha Ein Roy Avul Lechol the Altar Mutal Rochtsim Bcholofim Bebirur. Okay? Beautiful tshuva Rav Moshe. I have a big problem now. What's my problem? What's a common occurrence that takes place in Jewish homes? Washing apples doesn't bother me. Truth, doesn't bother me. Because in my opinion, you're allowed to even peel apples. It's no problem, really. It's a maker right there. But you know what bothers me? Smaller items. Grapes, berries. That's a problem. That is a problem. Because it seems to me that that's the real distinction. And if you take a look at found in the Shemir Shabbos, those who have it, in Os Nun Gimel. Of course, the last line of the page of Shlomo Zalman. I assume we don't have this, right? I can't show this on the board. Shemir Shabbos, it's on the board? No. Okay. Hainu. This is the line. You have to bring it every day. Rabbi says it's going to be very helpful to you. Hainu. Shemeshav Sheif HaKashini Biyad Laharfit Beit Apsolos V'Ochel V'Achkach Motis Apsolos. That's not what I mean something else. Ganye Shloma. Oh. The fourth line of the footnotes on page Memhei. Gam Yishlom. Then Shofin Haino B'Meshav Shev Harbe Karshinim B'Yachad V'Yedezeh Noflos HaKlipos V'Apsoles. There are shells, there are peels, and there's psoles. Davederech Breyer, it's a Taruvis. Aval HaSoras HaLichluch Me'al HaPri V'Och LaMiyad HaRezederech Achila V'Shari quotes from Shlomo Zalman. I'm saying Pshat. No tarubis. My favorite pshat from the very beginning. That's my pshat. The problem, of course, becomes, what do you do with grapes and, let's say, blueberries? A big, 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 big problem. Not only should it be usher to submerge the grapes or the blueberries, but even rinsing them under the sink should also be usher. Because if we're rejecting Rav Moshe's distinction that we just saw, why? Because we do submerge our dishes in water to wash them on Shabbos. So then we're stuck. So sure enough, Rabbi Isai, I found what I didn't want to find, but I was expected to find, in Orchel Shabbos. He asks it. Not only is he asser submerging the grapes under the water on Shabbos, he even asks rinsing, because it's the same. He rejects Rabbi Isai's distinction. Let me read it to you. In the Orchel Shabbos, also have the same later on. Could look inside, a very beautiful sefer. It's found on page Kuf Ayin Gimel. He says, based on our Mishnah, which you give on that Kuf Memam and Aleph, he says, Alokha Lamaisa, like this. continue. Well, if he's there, also lishros eshkol anovim b'mayim, you cannot soak a cluster of grapes in the water. Deshapsolas amureves v'sochol tiporeid mimenu. Don't give up yet, Rabbosai. Don't give up. That's what he says over here as far as submerging it. Submerging it. But I have to tell you, Rabbosai, I'm so excited what I saw here. I'm tickled pink. I'm thrilled. But what I saw over here in footnote Kufchav Ches, on page Kufayin Gim, I think it's Mamish Gevaldik. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah that you should have seen by now, Kufchav Tes, look at it, if you don't have it, you haven't seen it yet. You can't wash potatoes, right? Everyone see it? If you haven't seen it, look inside now. The Mishnah Berurah, Shimon Shiyu Tes, Kufchav Tes, you can't wash potatoes. Look what he says, a fascinating idea. But my Asina, if its potatoes are raw, so they're not raw, they're inedible. So I can even move them. Mukta. If it's cooked, come on. You cook the potatoes and so much dirt on it? Come on, what kind of crazy kitchen is this? You catch. What's
the case? Rav Moshe basically mentioned that. He said that when he was going along and saying that it was about immediate use, he said potatoes.
Right.
Anyway, aren't for me to use.
Right, as tafuchi adama, hey malayim ova and ruin below rechitza. Vilchein osur kevin chenavro elio lechol lealter. Give me matter lealter, he said. How much to rinse it lealter. Ask the Orchel Shabbos, wait, come on, it's full of dirt. Have you cooked it? Come on. That's what he says. And they were pushed, brilliant. The Ari with Tapuchi Adama, Shane with the Shalom, raw. What are you doing? Do the raw potatoes. Exactly. And give it to the animals. We're city boys. They're living on the farm, and animals. Animals eat potatoes, I guess. Well, animals eat potatoes. So, what does that mean? That's very important. With the highest regulus, this shows Kamus Gidola, shall Tapuvi Adam of the mind. Took 100 potatoes and soaked in the water. Today, Shah Offa Shabay Nayam, the Algaba, Yusam, and all the dirt which is on top of them and between them should be removed. The Domi Mamas, as she is Kashin, they're taking 100 veggies, if you want to call it, and submerging in the water. What does bo day mean? An individual single fruit should love him more. Gotta love it. He's the first one who took care of his proof, knocked it out. Baruch Shabbos. Maybe. The potato case is a different case. That's what he said. I think it's a very beautiful idea. Thank you very much. Thank you. Slow. Rabbosai, I want you to tell me the honest truth now on this one. To be honest with me. Have you ever been in a house on Shabbos where they wash lettuce? Who's been to such a house?
For
reason. Bugs, dirt, I don't know, whatever you want. How can you do it? Why is lettuce different than karashina? Look what he says. It'll be fascinating. On page Kufayin A, look it up later. You want to submerge the lettuce leaves in the water. And subsequently, you're going to rinse each lettuce separately under the faucet. If when you submerge it in the water, the solus is detached and removed, because either it sinks or it floats, awesome, like Hashim. If when you submerge it in water, the psoas is still there. When does it get removed? When you wash each leaf under the water separately, then it's mutter. What's the metzias? What is the metzias? Comes to lips. Does it submerge itself, remove the dirt or the bugs, whatever they have to be, the lettuce? Or you have to wait to rinse each leaf under the water separately to cause its removal. Who knows? Yeah. It will come up.
Both. The reason why if you could just soak it. If you just soak it,
you wouldn't bother rinsing it.
You wouldn't have to rinse it. But you soak it, a lot of the dirt's loosening, the bugs float to the top.
See, the fact, you said two words. You said, dirt loosens and bugs float to the top. My lettuce has no bugs. How about yours?
Yes, it does. Before you wash it at all, your lettuce has bugs. Not like the halakhic bugs, like real bugs. Before you wash it at all, your lettuce has bugs.
Oh, yeah?
For sure.
I can't see it.
No. Like real bugs, like the ones that wash off in a second.
Mean these big, the flies?
Yeah, the little flies.
Okay, I don't know if they're on there, but...
There is a reason why you check your teeth and rinse it off, right?
I have to ask my wife what goes on with these things. But I thought that the purpose of the submerging is primarily to sort of loosen the dirt from the leaves. So then later when you rinse it off, it'll come up easily. The part of it's still stuck on, it's, you know, the lettuce has been wrapped in that shrink wrap, what's it called? A plastic. Right? For 3 days, it's clumped in. Got to loosen it, and then you rinse it, you separate it later on. That would be much easier. But if the submerging itself will separate it, it could float or sink, that's the problem. It's like Hashina. Yeah.
Rav Moshe is not agreed on with Shabbos.
What is he talking about? He's taking you home on potato?
I don't know. That's exactly what he has to do, Kasha. He didn't mean it. I know. He didn't respond to the Rav Shabbos discussion. You mean it's full of dirt after you cook the potato? It's a strange metzias. Yes, sir.
And if someone forgets to wash a potato before he bakes it, you'll have dirt on it. There is such a case. You don't cook with it. You can bake them also. And people do forget to wash the outside of it. And then it will be dirty because you didn't put it in water.
Okay. You're right. That can happen. It can happen. Where I came from, it was unheard of to take dirty potatoes and bake them. You had to wash them first. But maybe you're right. You're right. Truth is, I happen to be concerned with the lettuce, because I think it's really a tarubis. Because, you know, there are many layers of vegetable, and then dirt stuck all over in between them. There really is a tarubis. He goes so far in the same page, Kufayane, in the footnote, to discuss strawberries. Because strawberries, as opposed to apples, have many little cavities. Is that the right word?
Seeds.
Who?
Seeds.
Seeds?
All those little things on the outside of strawberry are seeds.
Of course, seeds, yeah.
They have the seeds on the outside, not on the inside.
I don't know the seeds? Okay. I don't know my basic biology. But whatever it is, there's little holes in it to be dirt in there. That could be worse than an apple, he suggests here in a footnote. And then he starts talking about washing dishes, like everybody else. Because two new svaras are washing dishes is mutter. One, it's the next page, Kufay and Vav. He says, if you have food which is mixed in with dirt, consider it to be mukulkul, it's ruined, until you separate them. You can't say the dish is ruined because it's dirty. On the contrary, you use it nicely. That's of course Rav Karel, from Rav Shlomo Lauerbach, he quotes, that a plate is a very strong item, lasts forever. So it gets clean, it gets dirty, it gets clean, it gets dirty. Along the lines of what his father said of Shlomo Zalman, considered to be washed and I considered to be selected, which applies to food. So that's what he says at the end. But then, Rabbi Osai, the Shmira Shabbos, let's put away the Orcho Shabbos, quotes a sefer which I haven't shown you yet, but I brought it from the other Beis Medrash, called the Tzos HaShulchan. I told you about it, Rav Rom Chaim Noah, the one who argued with the Chazanish about the Shiurim. So he has it in two places, which is Shmir Shabbos quotes. I'll tell you what he says. Here in the Excuse me. Page Kuf Yud Zayin. Get the right volume. Kuf Yud Zayin. This is in Chelek Ches, they call. Page Kuf Yud Zayin. Sorry. So I'm one sec. Check out the right. Give me a second, please. Obviously, I have different pages in my house. That must be the answer. I have a different version, I assume. We'll figure it out. My pages are different, but it's the same thing as over here, just different pages. I think it's different pages. He has over here something called Hadokas Peros. In this edition, it starts. Oh. Wow. It starts. One second, I'm sorry. Oh, on page Kuf Hey, different. I think the pages are off by a few. On page Kuf Hey, in Chelek Ches, you can look it up, and it goes for 12 pages straight. More on this topic. Can you watch fruits or not? He refers back to what he wrote earlier in a previous volume, Simen Kuf Chof Hei Sivkon Tezayin. That's in this volume. Let's read what it says here first. Very important to see what he says. Everyone has a different take on these things. Quotes potatoes. Says no, he says. You cannot submerge potatoes in a vessel. It's not allowed. But to rinse it under a faucet, pshita. It's not borer. It's like taking off. It's like peeling. Mutali alter. And he quotes what we saw before. By knivas yerek, hadachas yerek is mutter. So Rav Moshe Svara. Is already, he was anticipated by the Tosa Shulchan here from what's called Kuf Kafei Sivkot and Tazayim. That's over here. And here in the later volume, he's Marich significantly. So like this. As you may submerge grapes in water. That's the worst case. It's our worst case. It's submerged as opposed to rinsed. Right? It's grapes as opposed to apples. Even that's mut. Where does he get it from? Well, he says, it's like submerging meat to get the blood off. Who's matter that? Shulchan Aruch Admor. Who's Admor? The Lubavitcher Rebbe. He's a Lubavitcher Chos. Admor, the first of the Mechava, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Simen Shin Yud Ches, you can take a salty fish. Now, can you rinse the salt off? You can even submerge it in water. It's mutter. Why isn't it like Karshinim? It's even mutter, he says at the very end, this is a summation here. He says, you can even. If the dirt's not coming off by submerging the grapes in water, you can even use your hands to get rid of it. It's against both parts of the Mishnah. Ein shorin v'ein shofin. And he's mad to both. What's going on? Why? Listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. He says, two svaras. One, quote, Shekama b'nei Adam ochlim kach. Why? Because you can't see the dirt. It's like mishtasi b'hochi. The sugi we saw yesterday. That if you can do it, you can... it's not a bit... We saw yesterday, depends upon the row. For both, I give a look. We saw it yesterday. It's shin yud tes. But a shara tzion chafei. That was the end of the shiur yesterday, when we got called to go to the Chanukah Sabbath. We learned in the Ran, last thing we saw, depends upon the majority. So why use the word kama? Back to my same answer before. Kama will do it even though there's a sink nearby. And Rov will do it if there is no sink nearby. I guess the same answer as Rav Moshe's Harveis is kama. Kane really. So why is Kashina different? This explains back on page Kuf Tezvov the following distinction. Listen carefully. I'm reading verbatim. The kashinin shaderech lahasir apsolas ayadei napu kvara o ayadei zriel eruach. How do you normally get rid of all this dirt from these legumes? Either with a sifter, a sieve, napu kvara, or throw it into the air, the good stuff comes down and the junk flies away with the wind. That's the normal way to do it. Therefore, Ostru means the Rabbanon. Lishros Olson Veloshev Olson should have a Kiborer. He insists it's the Rabbanon and he rejects the Bialochas Rais to the contrary. Avoshriyaz Dog Maluach Shein Borin also Benapa Vekvara. Lo Ostru Chazal Ashriya Lo Mirzi Kibor Latikin Ocho Biyama Vederech Achilu. So too with Ofar and Ovek on Paris. That are always dirty with dirt, with dust, and you never use an apple kvar for them. Derech achila, it's mutal lishros, it's mutal lishavshef, everything is heter gomur. Atkan, the tzos ha-shulchan. It's matter everything, Rabosai. So till now, we thought we were in trouble with submerging grapes and blueberries, etc. He's matter everything. It's only us in units that are normally separated out from their respective psoles by using the receive or using winnowing. It's not true of grapes, it's not true of blueberries, it's not true of strawberries, nothing. Yes?
Does that relate back to the Yerushalmi, which says dash doesn't say borer?
Perhaps. Could be.
If he says winnowing or using a sieve, I mean, we have dash, zore, marakid, all these things are being invoked.
Could be right. Okay, Rabosai, bottom line. Those who want to be machmir, not to submerge their berries or grapes in water, I can understand it. Even to keep it under the water, I can understand that too. But I have to tell you, I have a little bit of a problem with the Metzius. Because the biggest machmir who acid even the rinsing of the grapes under the water, not just the submerging, was it safer or for Shabbos? He rejects the distinction. We also Lamed Tes Malachas wouldn't accept the distinction. Although you can't submerge the dirty dishes in hot water, never heard of such a thing. But even he himself, is as follows. I quote, Paris, this is page Kufayim. Paris she'ein murevus bepsolus hadikeres. You can't see a recognizable junk there. Ubolarotza me'ovok shaleh. You're gonna rinse it to get rid of the dust, right? Obviously it's dust, correct? Dust that's on it. I raise the mutter. Why? Kevan shapeiros ru'uyin la'chila gamali rechitza. Ve'narochez el linikoyon bi'alim. What's he saying? Push comes to shove, you eat it. Sure, if there's a sink, you put it under the sink. I'm not really saying, I don't know what the type shot. So when he asked the grapes, he was very careful with his lashon. He asked the grapes when they shall psoles have revis psoba tipora dimen. Gentlemen, our grapes have psoles? Let's talk about grapes. I don't think so. Just some dust. You know, dust.
I even find dust as that. Dust, little dirt. I mean, it's so bad. Even he, who's machmir, not to put the grapes under the water, is only if there's discernible junk there. Most of our grapes that we buy at the store, nothing there. You see a little film, a little bit of that. So, I'll look. If you're hungry enough, and there was no water, you'd eat the latest. You wouldn't?
I don't understand.
Hey, go! Thank you so much. He's the one with the guts to say it. He's not the 10 guys like him. He's the guts to say it. Thank you very much. Courage to tell the truth. Absolutely correct. You got it. Shiva Baka. Appreciate this. So forthright. Thank you very much. That's the head there, Abbas. That's the head of the work. Had the coming, you can submerge the grapes, you can rinse the grapes, whatever you want with the grapes. It's not really dirt. I couldn't really go back to Shlomo Zalman's distinction. Certainly going around in a circle. Okay, enough said at this time. I want to go to the next topic, Rav Ozai. It's very important, but we have to go to the next topic. Back to the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. That was our main text for today. And we're going to go a little bit further. What did we just see? I saw somewhere. Bodeda. I read the word together. Where are we reading from? Something bodeda, single, only one. It's mutter. I found this, which is of course my favorite distinction of all, as you've heard for the last 2-3 weeks, in the Sefer Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, on the Maram HaKomos for today. Footnote, Sadi Beis. He quotes a Kalkelas HaShabbos, which we hadn't discussed before, in Dosh. What's Kalkelas HaShabbos? It's the introduction of the Tiferes Yisrael to the Mishnayos. He writes, Ve'isu dafka v'befarek, those who have a page in Nun, footnote line 4. Ve'isu dafka v'befarek harve yachat, al v'befarek kol privet v'yatzel v'opo v'yad, v'rachachili v'shar. It's only if you do many at one time. You do many one time, there's no issue at all. He says, it's not Hashem, it's not Dosh, it's not Borer. That Svar is found over here. 3 lines later, is a Svar similar to the Orchel Shabbos. Kidneyos, I want to show you inside, since you didn't read the Orchel Shabbos inside. The Kidneyos had Derech. Line tells the word Derech on the 8th line. He le dusham shem yuvashim labiyim habaisa kach shem beli klipa. That's awesome. Avokana derechil lehavirat zagozi adam abaisa she'ein klufim shazachil kolfam. It's not considered disha b'shari tvei. The way I read it, have to come, but that's the famous commandment of the story of the Shabbos. The pussyfoot says the lazy looks on the altar. The metallic quotes is a different svar. At least that's one that we have seen. The Orch Shabbos made it more dramatic. He linked it with commandment of the Meiser. That part's not over here. But the Yisod itself, at least a similar Yisod, can be read into the words of footnote Sadi Beis. Once we're on this topic, Abosai, we discuss the following case. It happens, can happen every week in your house, which is Sif Lamed Gimel. When you open a melon, you can throw the seeds away. You can't get to the fruit of the melon otherwise. So he writes in footnote Sadi Dalid, what's the difference if it's a shell on the inside or a shell on the outside? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, those seeds that spill off easily, it's not considered Me'uruv. And those few seeds, Hagarinim HaBodedim, the key word for today is Bodeh, right? Those few seeds, Shenisharim, listen to the words. Yesh lomar, shemikeven shegamheim einam dvukim umuchuborim. They're not really stuck. Rak munochim lemala, v'ein tzorech klal havchana. Rabosa, we mentioned earlier today, no iundak, no havchana, they're right there. Lasira, mutter. What's the example? It's not an isaborim. Fine. What does require havchana? Horodas hashuman me'agabi hacholof. If you want to eliminate the fat from the milk, we spoke about it a little bit last week.
That requires avchana. That requires a careful selection process, as opposed to this. You may remember that in the Mishabura Sadach Beis, we saw it yesterday or we saw it last week, he prohibits using a spoon to separate the cream that forms on top of the milk from the milk itself. And we asked the question in Shir, but you don't need a spoon. You just don't want your hands dirty. That bothered us terribly. So I found the Shemir Shabbat asked the question in the footnote we had on the Mara Makomas a long time ago. Take a look over here if you don't mind. I believe it's Kuf Chof Vav. Kuf Chof Vav. On top he writes, what's called biyad, even a spoon, if they're only yad aruka. That's a yad aruka's theory. He writes on the bottom of the last few lines of page Nun Gimel in this beautiful Shemir Shabbos, Mishnah Brura in two places asers to use a spoon, and in another place is matir. What's the answer? When the kaf is meshamesh is yad arichta. Why? Last line of the footnote, page Nun Gimel. Mach Masha'ein wrote to the yodo. You don't want to dirty your hands. Oh, Mach Masha'ein Meruchak. You can't reach it. Oh, turn the page. Mach Masha'ein Davalach. It's wet. Have it kibor biyodo. Derech Achil, it's mutter. But in Nunhei and Samach Beis, Shadei Akaf Amazleg Nivra B'yeser Kalos Masha'er biyodo. Shenim Shemistayea Lemasa Abrera. That's considered borer b'emtzos kli. If it makes it easier, it's considered to be b'kli. Bother me terribly. You need a kli to get rid of the cream from the top of the milk? It's a no-brainer. I use my hands, I can get it off. To me, it's a pella. As a matter of fact, take a look in footnote Kuf Lamed. It's on the same page. Look inside, those who have it. Footnote Kuf Lamed. Heard from Shlomo Zalman. The Masha Osar B'Simen Shin Yotes V'Shavruah Samach Beis B'Kli Afilu Aliyalter Hainu. Catch this now. She'ena Derech Achil L'Mamash. As opposed to putting it straight into your mouth. Old Nirali says Samach Beis Mayri Shekoshe L'Hotiyas HaShumon V'Huzokuk Le'Ezra Sakaf. It's hard to separate the milk, the cream from the milk. You need a spoon. Therefore, it's us. But Mashenken b'shuma neshebe bakbukim shelanu. But in our bottles, it's very easy to remove the cream on the top. Mali b'kaf, mali b'yad, yod arichta. So I'm wondering, what's the case that it's us in? I understand the case that it's mutter, our bottles. What kind of bowels they have in Russia? I want you to go and do a thesis on the milkman in Russia. What kind of bottles did he have the milk in, and then what kind of cream accumulated on top? It was so hard you couldn't use your hands if you weren't afraid to get it dirty or wet to remove it. I don't know the facts. More than that, another Sroh Lahokel in Kuf Lamed Beis. Listen carefully. Listen very carefully. Shlomo Zalman said, "Shemesiris Hashuman kedei she'ev shalotzi acholav shaper dami shaper shari." You know, when I was in Eretz Yisrael those years ago, you couldn't get to the milk because it was plugged up. It was a narrow opening on top of the bottle. It was plugged up with cream. You just couldn't get there. You couldn't get to the milk without removing the cream first. Says the same way as you can remove a peel around fruit. So what are we talking about over here in Samach Beis? No. The Yunena B'Mikre She'evsher La'giyah L'cholav Kamebli L'hoster Hashumam. You can reach somehow. It's a wide opening on top, and there's only Shuman in the middle. You can easily get to the milk on the side or something like that. V'rak shu choshesh shema yipol gam ma'at min hashuman she'ena oev. Ugh. He doesn't want the cream. For lechena wrote to livro. For lechena asrinan could then borrow psalms mitoch ocha. If your intention is just to access the milk, it would be permissible. I have the following shayla halacha lemaisa, guys, which is, I think, the truth. Let's be honest. But now it's Eretz Yisrael. It is true I couldn't get to the cream. Excuse me. I couldn't get to the milk without the cream. That's the truth. But I have to tell the truth, the full truth. Ugh, I don't want the cream either. I don't want the cream either. It's a Shlomo Zalman. Only the matter where my sole intention is to get to the milk. But if I have a secondary intention, I don't want the cream, he would answer it. But no, since my main intention is just to get to the milk, the secondary intention would not be fatal. This I don't know. After reading of Shlomo Zalman over here for not Kuf Lamed Beis, that was the case we used to have in Eretz Yisrael all those years ago with the non-homogenized milk. Not that we have it today anywhere, so I don't spend too much time on it. Rabosai, let's go back to the Gemara. Not everyone was here yesterday. On Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Beis. It's our final point for today. Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Beis. We've quoted it a few times already today. We should see it inside. Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Beis. Omar Ze'iri, right after the Mishnah. No sin Adam Yayin Solal Mayim Slulim Betocha Mishameres B'Shabbos V'Nechoshish Aval Achurim Lo. I fret the Gemara. You can put it, you can do it. Answer the Gemara. Bein Hagitos Shonu. What does that mean? Bein Hagitos Shonu, says Rashi. Bein Hagitos Shonu. Have a look inside the Rashi. It's about the sixth wide line. Starts Hagitos. Shekolayenos Achurin. Vishosin Osan Bishmarayan. Hilkach Ein Kantikun. The Belav Hochi Mishtasi. What in the Belav Hochi Mishtasi? Where does that come from? Liel Daf Kuf Tes Amon Aleph. Rabosai, before going Liel, I just want to show those who weren't there yesterday. The Ran I referred to twice already today. Just keep your hand in here and look at the Ran on this page, Kuf Samach Aleph in the new print. And it was. No. Kuf Samach Aleph. Kuf Samach. Kuf Samach. No? Where is it? Ah, the Ran is Kuf Samach, which says Gemara. It's page Nun Zayin in the old print. The Masul Gemara, where he says, the Kaman that Slulanein Virubayu de Inshi lo Kaptibu Mutter. Depends upon the majority. Depends upon a majority. Not enough to have some people, even a lot of people. You require a majority. That's the source of the Ran, and it's quoted in the Sharatzian. Comes the Shvisas HaShabbos with the following remarkable leniency, which is disputed. Rabbo said they have it here in the yeshiva. Someone told me to do it still to this day. They take a slatted spoon and they take the vegetables with the soup. You know, with the soup is a bad term. The water, I know. I'm not sure what the water is. In other words, when you go there, just during the week, you want to can I have some corn? So they take a big thing, and they reach into the corn, and all the water that the corn is lying in starts to fall out. And they wait a second, and then they give you the corn without the water, right? Still do it. Probably the same corn that I had all those years ago with the same utensil that's being used. So the Shvisas HaShabbos wants to suggest that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Look. Well, in the Sanein Harotem HaLevivos HaMe'ayarokos Nira de Mutter Why? Dimis achli hachi. Yeah. Let's say someone does not have that implement, and he's stuck with his corn with all the with that little extra liquid around it. He'll have it that way. No? You're not going to eat it? He'll have a little bit of liquid. You don't want the liquid. It's gonna, it mixes up. It gets your plate all wet. So what? And he brings a raya from Shabbos. Kuf tes omer aleph. That's what Rashi quoted. Let's take a look. Kuf tes omer aleph. This is his main raya. Kuf tes omer aleph. Here is the Gemara that what Rashi had quoted earlier. A little less than halfway down. Ziri says, Nosan Odom Yayin Solom, I am slulin the Tokam Shemeres Peshabbos and Achoshesh Alma. Kema de Mishta Siyaki, Lav Midi Kovit. Okay? Didn't do anything. Fine. That's the Gemara that we had over here, which is explained so beautifully in Daf Kuf Tes. But there's another case in Daf Kuf Tes. What's the case in Kuf Tes, Reb Osai? Shrika Tavya Shari. That's about five lines up. What does it mean, Shrika Tavya Shari? What do the words mean? Shrika Tavya Shari. Says Rabbeinu Chananel. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Shrika Tavya. Ki hein mei shel mei avatichim shemistanin osan b'mishameres v'shosin osan levadon v'yofen hein l'shilshul. Everyone knows what shilshul is, Rabosai. So you have this, I don't know what this means exactly. You have water from what? Water from watermelon? Is that avatiah, havatiah? That's watermelon, no? Correct? It's in modern Hebrew. So what does it mean? You have the liquid comes out of the mei from the literally from the stomach of the watermelon. Shemisanin osam b'mishameres. You put it through a sieve, and I guess you get the water and it leaves behind the watermelon. V'shosin osam levadam v'yofnei l'shulsh. No. Harei dafilu b'mishameres mutter. Umikolshken wrote the Yerachos Alavivis. That feeling in a bracha hein min echad. Shemavrochan ala wrote the Birchas Yerachos. You make vegetable soup. You make bore priadama. Look in Shulchan Aruch. So writes the Sefer Shvisas Hashabbos. Comes the Shlomo Zalman. This is our last one for today, with a complete attack on this Shvisas Hashabbos, and it's extremely relevant in many areas of life. Those who have Shemir Shabbos, if you don't have, look on your neighbor. This is really very important. This one is footnote Kuf Nun Vav. Both sides are the last one for today. Kuf Nun Vav is on page Nun Vav. Usually, Shlomo Zalman is a maker, and everyone else is a machmir. Here's Fakert. What does it say on top? It says, you're not permitted to use a slatted spoon to separate vegetables from their. Again, they use the word rotev. Rotev is the liquid that they're submerged in. Against the Shvisas Hashabbos. Why is he wrong? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, to lo amrin on svarazu that mishnah sibachi ela bekismin simin shin yud tes sif yud. Rabbi also have a Shulchan Aruch open up the simin shin yud tes sif yud and see what it says. Rabbi also open it up. Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. What does it say there? Yayin Omayim Shem Tzlulin Mutu L'Sanadim B'Mishameres Ramah V'Af Alpi Sheyesh Bo Kismin Dakin Ho'olu U'un Lishtos B'Lavachi. Faithfully quoting the Gemara Mishti Bahachi means with the kismin, and mishti b'lavachi means without the straining. They're saying the same thing, one in positive, one in negative form. Exactly the same thing. Nu, Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that's only true when bekismin. Why? She'enam chashuvin la'atzman klal. They have no chashivas, these little drops of what's kismin? A little what's kismin anymore? What's kismin? Little chips, right? Like maybe the little small little pine that fell from a tree, or the like. Tiny little things that have no chashivas. The garbage. For lachain kevin shiro bnei adam shosin hayayin imakismin harayim b'teilim layayin v'chashuvim kimin akad v'lochashiv borim. Masha ain kein b'shnei minim chashuvim liatzmam she'ein b'teilim zebazeh v'rotz alechol rak min echad lo shayich lahatim b'shem de'ev shele ochlem b'yachad for lachain chayim b'shem borim b'shnei minim. Answer the tilo of the David's kasha. The lawyer is the rare b'shnei minim minay oklim mikayvan she'efshel oklim biyachad. Tremendous kasha. Has a b'shleim mazaman? No. The only time it's mutter is when the one of the items is considered insignificant. So because people will eat it even with that impurity inside, we'll say it's botel and mavutel and it's not considered to be a vera of borer. But if you have two independently significant items, such as rabosai, such as vegetables and their broth or their liquid, you're not going to say that the liquid is nothing. It's not nothing. It's a significant item. So to separate the vegetables from the liquid would be prohibited. Would be prohibited. What about the Shvisa Shabbos' proof of Daf Kuf Tes? Look what he says. The proof, this is about 10 lines up. The mutal asanin b'mashameres me'ayim shalavatichin lehotzi me'mehen. You want to get the water out of the insides of the watermelon. Hosam nami b'nei me'ayim shalavatichim ein lohem chashivas b'fnei atzma. They're not important. They're insignificant. The God b'tchilas b'yosam he min echad. They were Hashem made him as one. As opposed to Yerokos and Rotev, the Vare Chashivi Kishne Minim Nifradim. Finished. Not allowed. So writes Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Wow. Yes, sir. Right. Very good question. You could use your hands, right? Let's say you had no kli, and you don't like the liquid corn. I don't like it. I'll speak personally. If I would have those corn that they have come from the cans, I like it without the liquid. The liquid just makes my plate all wet. Things start floating, and gets my chicken wet. And I don't like it. I want the dry corn.
So if I were to put my hand in, I wouldn't be able to put my hand in like a spoon and open up my fingers to allow the liquid to drain out.
No, but here's the thing, a very tifavardi just said. You said you can use your hand. He said you can use your fingers. Two different things. If I use my fingers, so what am I making my fingers into? A slatted spoon. A slatted hand. Baruch Hashem, we have four fingers which separate.
Otherwise, right? It's like a fork. I can go in with two fingers and take it out, but that's not analogy.
You can easily go into the bowl of corn
and take corn out.
If you put your hand into the corn with the water, what's going to come out? Corn and water.
But you can make it that the water comes out alone and down.
How?
And that's not coming out of your hand.
You'll strain it through your fingers. So your fingers are a slatted spoon.
So that's not allowed?
Could be it's not allowed. That's not biyad. That's bekli.
You think your fingers are not longer yad?
That's what I think.
A fork is what's ready, but your fingers aren't.
I want to be a machmer. If you use your four fingers like this, and there are three holes, one, two, three, that's like a strain. Whoa, I think I touched a raw nerve. Touched a raw nerve. I see I'm in trouble now. Yes?
Can I use a fork?
Come on, look.
The Rebbe's going to matter a fork, and I don't understand.
No, your fork's the same as fingers, right.
So I'm saying you could ask fingers.
That's a question. You're not use a fork either. In other words, All these things are significant questions. What are you allowed to use to separate the water from the corn? All serious questions. But you know, our time is almost up. I want to make one more comment. This is the Lamed Tes Melachos about it. Look it up if you have a chance for tomorrow. Lamed Tes Melachos, page 440, with the footnotes. Rabbosai, this happens all the time. Shabbos, they give you some cold drink, and it's ice. And you pour out the cold drink, and the ice gets trapped by some kind of a spout. It doesn't let the ice out, correct? Oh. So, no, you're right. What, you disagree?
I don't agree.
Depends on the person. That's very important. Rabbosai, we have to have a vote, because it depends on the majority. Majority vote. Rabbosai, by show of hands, who minds if some ice comes down into your drink? Who minds? Slowly, I'm talking about ice. Who minds? Guys, you're outvoted. Baruch Hashem. So most people don't care if the ice comes down. So comes Lama Tetzel Lachos and says, Mishnah Sibiach is no problem. But according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and I'm not sure if it's true. Mishnah Sibiach, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, only applies what? That we can disregard kismin and the like, because it has no significance. But ice? Ice has significance. All right, you put it in there on purpose. You didn't put a kismet on purpose. It was got stuck there and it fell in. You went to the freezer, took out ice, and put it into the drink to cool it off. That's very big significance. Because when you run out, people are disappointed. Yes, sir?
I don't think so. And it's not.
But maybe it's Kli. The spout is a Kli. Rabbosai, tomorrow we're going to start with this issue. In Lama Tetz Melachos, he has three svaros to be making. I'm not sure if any of them is right. I don't want to make chumis for most of you. It's only Monday. But not so push. Mishnah Sibarachi svar, it seems to me, to be against the Shemir Shabbat, against the Shemir Shabbat. Follow me? So we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we will continue.